Oh, I've got some great stuff, Danny.
Okay, go on. And you still got it?
I've still got it.
Oh, yeah, right, my friend.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
I think probably my best, a pair of Rick Parfitt shoes.
This is the whole you know. I said worse for this. I believe this may get up to £20 on the internet. So, how have you come by these relics?
A friend of mine was a big fan of Quo in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And his mother knew Rick Parfitt's cleaner.
Oh.
And she came home one day with three pairs of shoes
yeah.
for him, and one of them came my way.
We once did a phone-in of, yes, I have stolen something from a pop idol, which is kind of like this, and a chambermaid, if that's not too archaic a phrase, a chambermaid, an ex-chambermaid, rang us up and said...
A scullion.
She said, I was in the hotel where Roxy Music was staying, and I was a big fan of Brian Ferry's, and it was his birthday. And when he went down to breakfast, I waited for him, and when he was out the room, I went in, and I took all his birthday cards. And she said, I've still got them. She took, oh, they're the meanest thing you've ever heard.
That's so cruel.
Your shoes, apart from Rick saying, oh, where's my baseball boots in by the front door? And you have them still. Are they scuffed or worn?
They can't be worn because they're something like a size 6 or a 6.5. And I'm an 8.
Let me ask you something.
So how did you do all those great
stunts? That's very small feet.
Such small feet. But here's something I've got to ask you, Neil. And you're just talking to me now, right? This is it. I've shut every other thing down. There's a filter on. Have you ever, and I want you to go deep into your heart of darkness here, have you ever put your nose in there?
I'm afraid I haven't, actually.
Oh, come on, so you have. No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. A man presented with a pair of shoes that belong to a rock star will, when he's on his own, I'm not going to broach your argument here, Neil. They will just once go, okay. I'm sure of it. Because
have you got shoes in your own personal collection then, Dan?
No, I have Gazza's shirts, right? I've got loads of
Gazza's. Have you sniffed
that? Yeah. Well, the thing is, I know Gazza's. I've sniffed Gazza's. So there's no point sniffing his shirt. And believe me, I'm over that phase. But whenever I leave, Neil will back me up here. Sometimes I'll say, look, there's Gazza's kit he wore against Holland in the 4-1 victory. And it's still got all the Wembley stains over it. And it's been in the carry bag for years. And I know for a fact, because I've observed them. When I leave the room, friends of mine will hold the shirt up and blokes will hold it, you know, hey, how fancy. And then they'll go, and they'll take a deep draft. Not his shorts. I don't think they're quite as that, but they'll take a deep draft of the shirt. You got to. It's history.
Is that like a big testosterone boost?
No, I don't know what it is. I wish it was. but it's just because... And you'll, anyway, sorry, Neil, I've dragged you into my private...